Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of building blocks, we were on page 8, number 1 of the second paragraph. Let's start there today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Now, we believe that the original manuscript, okay, the very first ones that, say, for an example, you look at the book of 1 Corinthians, and we know that the Holy Spirit of God used the Apostle Paul for the book of 1 Corinthians. Now, we do not believe that the parchment that that was originally written on still exists, okay? Or we might be tempted, if it did, to worship the parchment itself instead of the God of whose words were written in that parchment. So we believe that the original manuscripts of the Word of God are no longer in existence, but we believe that God has supernaturally and providentially preserved His Word from the very beginning of time to this very moment. We see that, first of all, in Psalms chapter 12, verses 6 and 7. The words of the Lord are pure word, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times. In other words, every word of God is bathed in absolute purity. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. Now, this says that God would preserve His word forever. Now, years ago, when this debate came out about the preservation of the Word of God, there were those that were supposed to be conservative and fundamental, saying, well, the Bible means it's forever settled in heaven, Psalms 119:89. When we get there, then we'll know it exactly. But this said it was preserved from this generation forever. Do you have generations in heaven? I mean, do you have angels being born and all these gods being born in heaven? No. No. You don't have generations in heaven. And so, this preservation is speaking of right here on earth. And so, He has preserved His word from this generation, that is, generation on earth, and His word is being given, forever. And that is what God says. Now, understand, that's not what Andy Bloom says. That's what God says. In Psalms 119, verse 160, it says this, Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of Thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Now, that tells you that the word of God doesn't change for the culture or the day in which we live. The word of God is absolute truth. It's true from the beginning, and all truth that is written in the Word of God will still be true in eternity. Matthew chapter 5, verse 18 is also listed there in your booklet. And there it says this, For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Now, many have told you perhaps, the jot or tittle, something like the dot of an I, or just some kind of a punctuation mark, and that's pretty well close to what that is. And what I'm saying is this, that He said, Jesus, these are the words of Jesus. Now, you either believe Jesus, or you think that He's a liar, or you think that this scripture is not part of the sacred word of God, this Matthew chapter 5. But He says, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. So what you got to ask yourself has heaven and earth passed away? Okay, well, of course it has. So therefore, there's not one thing from the Word of God that has passed away. Matthew chapter 24, verse 35 says somewhat the same thing. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words, Jesus said, shall not pass away. Now the Lord lets us know his words are forever. Now, why is that so important? Why is that? You ever think, well, why is it so important that the words be preserved? I believe it's for this reason. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Now, do you understand that? We talk about the new birth, being born again, but it's not through corruptible seed. It's the seed is incorruptible. And what is that incorruptible seed? He said the word of God. So the word of God tells us how to be saved. Now, if the word of God is corrupted and we don't have it and it's not preserved, then how can we trust it for the salvation of our eternal soul? How can we trust what is written in the Bible for our salvation and for life and for heaven if it is lost? And so he says that heaven and earth would pass away, but his words would never pass away. And now we see that we're born again, not by corruptible seed, but incorruptible, the word of God. It's not the church that determines how you get saved. It is the word of God, because every word is God breathed. And so that's important for you to know. Now, continuing here, under number one in our doctrinal issues on page 8 of our booklet, as seen on your website, we continue. I've written here, we believe that God's word is preserved for us today in the authorized King James Version 1611 for English-speaking people. And this is the God-honored text of the Reformation. And let me go on and read some more before I make more comments on that. We believe that inspiration without preservation would be meaningless. Why would God breathe out every word be so important that he'd use holy men to write it down if he's not going to preserve? How does that doctrinal belief fit our everyday life? Well, God speaks to us how? Through his word. So if the Bible is not preserved, then how can we trust the word of God, the Bible, for our need? Could we really trust what it says about salvation? When it tells us what to do about various needs in the heart, how could we trust? When we know by the Bible the right thing to do, but inwardly we desire to do something else, how can we trust that the Bible is right for us? Yeah, by inspiration and preservation. And those are more than just statements of a creed. They are crucial for daily Christian living. Now, let me just say this on the preservation, and I mentioned the King James. You say, well, why do you mention the King James? Because it used in the New Testament what is referred to as the Textus Receptus. That was the old Greek text in which it was originally written. There are over 5,400 copies of that with over 90% agreement. I think it's something like 94% agreement. Now you say, what does 94% agreement mean? We're looking at 5,400 copies, but let's just say 100 copies. Let's just say that you have 100 people looking at a copy of the first chapter of 1 Corinthians, and you ask them to take that down and just write down those 31 verses, just to write down every word and write it on a paper, print it out for you, just handwrite it and then turn it in when you get done. So everybody and all those 100 people write and copy it from the Bible, word for word, from a King James Bible. Now, when it's over, they look through and they test it out, and they find out that maybe 4 to even 7 people either left a word out or added a word or something of that nature. Now, because there's 94% agreement, 90 to even 90% agreement, because there's that much agreement, then you would expect that the 90 people who wrote a word or didn't write a word, that would be the words that are in there, because most of them copied that word down or didn't put a word that those other 7 to 10 people did. And so that's what I'm saying, that it has at least 94% agreement. Somebody has said it's even better than that, but I'm trying to be conservative. And that is something. Now, in the Old Testament, they use a Masoretic text. Now, some have tried to corrupt that text as well. But understand that there are texts out there for the New Testament called the Critical Text. It comes from a group called the Alexandrian groups. It goes on back to Alexandria, Egypt, where you had a bunch of slaves that were copying the scriptures instead of men of God. They were making copies, and so they were doing that for... It's better to be a slave and make copies than it was to be out there working in the field, and so they like doing that. But I'm just saying that there are 5,400 good manuscripts that are left over, and guess how many sets of the critical texts that all these other Bible versions have? 47 sets, and they disagree with each other in literally thousands of places. That's why I say find out if they use the King James Version. Now, a lot of say, well, we don't like to use the King James, even if it's the most accurate, because it's so hard to understand. It might insult them, but it was actually written on a fifth grade level. Now, people get upset about the these and thous in there. But usually, even a fifth grader, once he has read the Bible and been introduced to the Bible and reads it enough, he finds out that's not hard to understand at all. But you see, Satan does everything he can to dissuade you from the true word of God and to get you onto something else. And to be quite frank with you, some that have read these other versions through that are King James says, you know what? Those things were harder to understand than the good old King James Bible. And so I would just say stick with what God has preserved down through the age. So again, we believe in the inspiration and preservation of the Word of God, the Bible, that is preserved word for word. So when you go to a church and you're wanting to find out what they believe, that's one of the first questions to ask. Do they believe in the inspiration? That is, every word was God-breathed and preserved. Do they hold to the King James? If they didn't, I think I would just look somewhere else for a church.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible.